Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And today's guest is Paul Martin. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for coming in. And Paul has brought in a varied selection of tracks all relating to chickens. How long have you been interested in chickens, Paul?
Only for a year or two.
Right.
Really? Really?
Any particular reason for this, obsession?
There was a radio station in the country asked me to do a programme, and I thought, like, in the middle of the country, I thought, like, chickens was a good subject for them. And also there was on WFM New in New York, there was a afternoon rockabilly show which had... The DJ was called The Hound, and he had a regular chicken spot.
Oh, really?
About a quarter of an hour of chicken songs.
Oh, right.
Of blues, rockabilly stuff, rock.
Right. So he always played chicken music.
He did, but only for a segment. So there's obviously a subgenre in the States of chickens, which hasn't arrived here yet.
Right. So you don't have any particular attachment to chicken yourself?
Not especially, no. I'm interested in, like, different subjects for songs. Like, Bob Dylan did the theme Time Radio. He had a theme for each programme, so yeah. I think it's a good way of...
I'm glad you mentioned Bob Dylan, because I told my friend that I would mention the, because I went to the Albert Hall on Wednesday and saw Bob Dylan, yeah. And Efrick Smith told me that apparently Bob Dylan became very, very ill as a result of being near to chickens. I think he started to breed chickens or something and came down with some mysterious illness. Can you shed light on this now?
Not really, no. I did.
Have you been near chickens yourself?
Not terribly. I fed the chickens in Norfolk, but that's closest I've been.
Okay.
And but yes, I did look for any Bob Dylan chicken songs, seeing as he's in town at the moment, but I couldn't find any.
So what was that? What did we just hear?
That was If You See My Rooster,
yep.
By Memphis Minnie from 1936.
Okay.
And it bears a striking resemblance to Willie Dixon's Little Red Rooster, which we're going to hear next.
Are we hearing Willie Dixon or Howling Wolf?
We're hearing Howling Wolf singing Willie Dixon's song.
Oh, it's a Willie Dixon's song, is it? Okay. Yep. But what did he modify the original If You See My Rooster?
Please. I think there's similarities. There's no, in the composer credits, he doesn't mention Memphis Minnie.
Right.
But then she might have... She might have got it from somewhere. I mean, like folk songs evolve over the years, don't they?
Indeed.
Which is what Bob Dylan's on about in a way, isn't he? That he, like, lots of his songs are...
Versions. And so how many versions have we got of Little Red Rooster?
We've got possibly four versions.
Right.
Of
okay, so shall we play... This is Howling Wolf, then?
Yeah, from 1961.
He keeps everything in the barnyard upset in every way. Dogs begin to bark, the hounds begin to howl. The dogs begin to bark, the hounds begin to howl. Watch out, all you kinfolk, my little red rooster is on the prowl. I tell you that he keeps all the hens fighting among themselves. Keeps all the hens fighting among themselves. He don't want no hen in the barnyard laying eggs for nobody else. Send him home. Said if you see my red rooster, send him home. I ain't had no peace in the barnyard since my red rooster been gone.
Okay.
First of all, we heard Howling Wolf's version of Little Red Rooster, mm-hmm. followed by Sam Cooke's version from 1963, and then followed by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. And you have, in fact, there is, in fact, we've got another one eventually, possibly, but you're not sure whether we should play that or not.
Yeah, it's just the writer actually did recorded a version in 1970, but it's like an after.
Right. That's Willie Dixon. Okay. Any preference for those? I thought the organ on the Sam Cooke one is pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Do we know who that is? Often?
No.
No.
I'll nice try and find out.
They all try and sort of make the dog barking sound, don't they? Yeah. The Rolling Stones did it with a guitar, and then they do it with the organ. Yeah. It's surprising the Stones actually slow it right down in a way.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
They might have pepped it up, but anyway.
They had a hit with it, so.
Yeah.
And I think their version is pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
I think. Yes.
Okay. And so, what's coming up next? What have we got now?
We're going to go back to 1938,
right?
2 years after Memphis Minnie, and for Slim Gaillard, Chicken Rhythm.
Chicken Rhythm, J-Lo. Chicken Rhythm, J-Lo. Chicken Rhythm, J-Lo. Chicken Rhythm, J-Lo. Chicken Rhythm, when that rooster start to crow, grab your partner on your way, then you move out on the low, cause it won't be long for the break of day. J-Lo. Chicken Rhythm, J-Lo. Chicken Rhythm, blow it on out there for the game.
Something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. It's a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Hey, hey, boss man, what do you say? It's easy pickings. There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Head to toe, do your stuff wherever you go. Do your stuff up on the floor. Do your stuff wherever you go. Come on, baby, do a chicken, chicken walk. Push in and push out, push
pushing and a push out, pushing and a push out, pushing and a push out, pushing and a push, 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 push out. Yeah, let's walk, 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 baby. Head to toe, do your stuff up on the floor. Do your stuff wherever you go. Do your stuff wherever you go. Come on, baby, do a chicken, chicken walk. Pushing and a push out. 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 Pushing and a push, 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 push out. Yeah, let's walk, 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 baby.
So you're listening to Wavelength, and this week's show features chickens, being the choice of Paul Martin. What did we heard, Paul, just then? We heard three in a row, I think, or perhaps it was four even. I don't
four,
know.
Four, yes. Right. In order of playing, we first was Chicken Rhythm by Slim Gaillard from 1938.
Yep.
Followed by Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens.
Yeah.
Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five.
From
the unfortunately, the date of that one's fallen off the edge of my piece of paper.
So it's 1946 on this one in brackets, yep. Somebody's been pecking at it, perhaps.
And then we had Chicken Stuff by Hopworth and his two buddies.
1958.
And then Chicken Walk by Hazel Atkins, late 50s.
Late 50s.
Yep.
Right.
Hazel Atkins is waited to be discovered. He's important in rockabilly,
okay.
Legend.
Right, right. And any thoughts about why? I mean, why do chickens feature so much in these songs rather than any other bird? I mean, are there any other birds that you've come across that figure in songs, like vultures or crows or something?
I suppose they're around the kitchen. They're around the.
Okay.
I mean, the small holdings of America.
Right.
They sort of very small holding would have chickens.
Right.
And they sort of, they lend themselves to songs as well, don't they? Because you can just...
Is it the movement, do you think?
Yeah, it's the movement.
It's the sort of the movement. It's the head going up and down, perhaps. They have that sort of twitching head, don't they, which sort of darts from side to side. Perhaps it looks sort of like it's dancing or something.
And it makes sounds, so you can just reproduce the sounds.
There's the clucking sound as well, isn't
there?
Right. Yeah. Some of them just like to... In these songs, you can just hear a bit of clucking, can't you? Sort of instrumental, but with a bit of clucking thrown in.
Yeah.
I worked in a battery farm once, as I was telling you, sort of weighing eggs. It was a long time ago. It was just like small, medium and large, and then putting them onto an egg tray.
Yeah.
And also my parents had a pub, and in the paddock at the bottom we had a rooster which was became very vicious. And so when this chap used to go down and feed the hens, the rooster would sort of fly up in the air with its talons and try and sort of claw at this, you know, he became really aggressive.
Yeah.
And so he eventually was hit with a broomstick, and that was the end of that.
Right. Sorry.
If you had any... Well, he had it coming to him. He was a bit... have you had any encounters with chickens?
No, just going up to feed them sometimes to fetch the eggs.
Do you eat chickens?
I do. I did suddenly sort of go off chicken a few years ago, and then a few weeks later there was all that stuff about water being put in chickens.
Oh yeah,
they just became tasteless, and
In fact, I
stopped eating chicken. But I went to America in the spring and had some tasty chickens there, so
so that's put you back on.
I think there's more variety in chickens now.
I was trying to think of jokes to do with the word capon, you know, sort of cap on hand or something. Do you know what is a capon? Do you know?
Is it a small size chicken?
A smaller chicken? All right.
Or is that the one? Yes.
I don't know. Okay. So what are we playing next?
So we could have Run Chicken Run by Link Wray.
Right.
Please.
Excellent.
kind of stuff to make you feel like you want to do something nasty. Like raise some chicken gravy on your white shirt right down front. Okay, here we go. You work both arms, work both feet. We together, baby, you're right on the beat. You clap your arms, your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken.
The funky chicken. Cook the chicken. The funky chicken. The funky chicken.
That was, first of all, we had Run Chicken Run by Link Ray.
Oh, yes.
And then The Funky Chicken by Rufus Thomas.
Yeah.
Which is a famous chicken song.
Indeed.
From 1969. Then the reggae version by Winston Groovy.
Winston Groovy. Have you ever done The Funky Chicken?
Not to my knowledge, no.
You've never tried to do it?
No.
Never been tempted?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm afraid not. Bad enough doing the twist.
I watched, there's a YouTube clip of Rufus Thomas doing Funky Chicken live, and the whole audience goes, they sort of run onto this pitch, you know, and they all start jumping around like, and flapping, you know, doing their wings sort of like elbows, you know, sort of forming, and it seemed to be quite infectious. I think that was probably his biggest hit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think I know him for anything else.
Really. No.
All right. So moving rapidly on, where do we go from here?
I think
with
we
this
should,
chicken theme.
I think
where
we should try Dixie Chicken by Little Feet.
I don't check for Fally Dally Dally. So I even heard a time or two.
Well, you're listening to Wavelength with Paul Martin, who has brought in his selection of Chicken records. Paul, what's the rundown on the what was the Chicken run on the last three?
It was first of all was Dixie Chicken by Little Feat.
Yeah.
Then followed by Best Chest Chicken in Town by Dr. Alimentado.
Right. That last one was intriguing. What
the
was
last
that?
One was Kid Koala. It was a track called Like Irregular Chickens, and it was made in 2000, and Kid Koala got a record deal with Ninja Tunes and to make a record, but it took him 4 years to make this CD because he hand-cut up vinyl records.
Oh, right.
To make the cut-ups, and he was left with awkward gaps when he made this particular track. So he just stuck in a chicken going wah wah
right
over the awkward gaps. So.
Yes, yeah. So now you want to do? I think you were going to do an intro to the next one.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Which may or may not be the last track. We'll have to see how it goes. It's quite a long track, this one, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, and it's a track by Matthew Herbert from 2005, and it's called The Truncated Life of a Modern Industrialized Chicken. And I just wanted to... He made a CD called Plat du Jour, and all the tracks are to do with food. And there's even tracks about Nigella Lawson and sugar, and he has a particular view on this. And this track we're playing is a field recording that involves 30,000 broiler chickens in one barn, 24,000 one-minute-old chicks in one room of a commercial hatchery, 40 free-range chickens in a coop, one of these chickens being killed for a local farmer's market and its feathers washed and plucked, a dozen organic eggs from Tesco's, a 21-centimetre Pyrex classic bowl made in the UK, is puts the average life of British boiler chicken is between 36 and 41 days.
Hmm.
All melodies and chords are samples of eggs on Pyrex bowls and played by Phil Parnell, Dave O'Higgins, Pete Raitt and Matthew Herbert. All live percussion is made from a dozen organic free-range eggs, egg boxes and egg cups, and played with chopsticks by Leo Taylor. The bass line is a cheap from a minute-old chick pitched down.
Thank you. On, and I think the next DJ will know, she'll know when to fade us out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. Okay.
This song goes Anytime, out to all the vegetarians in the world. All my friends are bound and force-fed, but no, that's not the life for me. 'Cause I'm a lucky free-range chicken, as free as a flightless bird can be. Every day I go on field trips and thank whatever gods may be. 'Cause I'm a lucky free-range chicken, as